We begin with Senator John McCain of Arizona, who I spoke with yesterday. Do you agree that the president is the victim of one of the worst witch hunts in American history?
Of course. And I believe that pigs are flying.
I see. Okay.
The president obviously has a belief that he is not being fairly treated by the media. I think all of us in public life feel from time to time that the media is not fair. But I think that the president, never having held public office before, he now finds himself in the arena, and I think we would all agree he's having difficulty governing, and his team isn't functioning as he had expected it to. I think he's finding out that governing is a very difficult proposition, and I think he has done some good things, like the national security team he has around him is just absolutely superb group of people that I've known for many years. But there's other areas where it's obviously very disjointed, to say the least.
It's important to talk about the FBI and to talk about your assessment of the investigation. All told, we have in certain reports 18 undisclosed contacts with the Russians during the transition team by members of the Trump transition team or members of his sort of political staff. Given the inexperience of Donald Trump, does the responsibility start to fall on Vice President Pence because he is someone with political experience as we look at what's wrong here?
It's hard for a vice president. I think that the vice president is a very solid citizen and I think a force of stability. But as you know, in the last 48 hours, we now have the appointment of Robert Mueller, who is one of the most widely respected and highly regarded persons, former head of the FBI, who is now going to be a special counsel. At least one side of the potential scandal that we have is going to be handled by him, and I think that that's going to give the American people some confidence. The other side of the equation, and that is, was there criminal wrongdoing? What about these contacts? What was the impact? All of those kind of aspects of the ongoing scandal. And the other aspect of it is, of course, the Russian attempts to affect the outcome of our election. Now, I don't believe that they were able to affect the outcome of our election, but the fact that they made the attempt, the fact that they're still hacking, you saw the latest, we don't know if it was Russian or not, but the whole recent spate of attacks indicates that we have to have congressional investigation on all of that, because we've got to devise policies and strategies to prevent this new cyber warfare, which in some scenarios could actually cripple our economy.
What is the likelihood, Senator, that at the bottom of what Mueller has described as a criminal investigation, that there will be criminal charges against Trump administration officials, and the Watergate term that you used at a dinner the other night could be real?
I don't know. I don't know, and I think we'll find out. But I also have great confidence in Mr. Mueller. And what I was talking about, it was a bit taken out of context. I was talking about that it's similar to Watergate and Iran-Contra in that there seems to be a new shoe that drops every day or two in this ongoing saga that we are in. And in Watergate, it brought down a president. In Iran-Contra, president of the United States had all the information out there, fired people, got a new chief of staff, went on national television and said that he had made mistakes and they weren't going to make any more, and moved forward with one of the most successful presidencies in the 20th century. So it's not clear how this whole thing is going to be resolved, but we know that it is of significant importance and it's not going to be resolved anytime soon.
If Mueller is your man to run the special counsel, why would someone possibly like former Senator Lieberman be your choice to run the FBI?
I think that Joel Lieberman was the most respected and admired member of the Senate that I've had the opportunity of knowing. He had a solid record of bipartisan activities. It was Joe Lieberman that called for the 9/11 Commission, which became a reality, which we now have the Department of Homeland Security. He is involved in major legislation and always worked in a bipartisan fashion. If you're going to rule out anybody who has held elective office, no matter what their performance is, then I would suggest that you're probably excluding some individuals who might be very well qualified. The other advantage Joe brings is he knows the system here. That kind of experience will be very helpful as the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And he also was once Attorney General of the state of Connecticut. Frankly, I'm dumbfounded by a couple of the comments. Now, the overwhelming majority of my Democrat friends are very supportive, but I've heard a couple, and I'm frankly confused by it.
I want to ask one final question, which relates to the big picture that you talked about, this partisanship. You are a principled senator. You are also someone who has experienced an airplane falling out of the sky in Vietnam. Has it ever crossed your mind that over the last 72 hours, in all that we've experienced in the last several weeks even, of maybe somebody else needs to take the controls here? And have you thought about yourself?
You know, that's an excellent question. I believe that I can continue to make a contribution, and the honor of being able to serve is something that I kind of wonder at every single day.
Senator John McCain, thank you so much.
Always great to talk to you. Thanks again.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.